Welcome, everybody, once again to yet another Face Rocker podcast. We are joined this week by maybe Logan.
Maybe he's here.
Ben. He went to go get beer.
We'll see. We'll see if he gets back. This is Freddie.
This is Dez.
This is Matt. We're figuring out the order of that. That's why there's those pauses.
I was going through the old ones, and we were really. You guys were really into. Doing the name roll across at the beginning every single time.
No, you didn't like it.
I didn't like it at all. I was just listening back to the old ones because we are, in the process of just getting everything back up and going again. Gay marriage, dudes.
Yeah. Whoa, so it's you wrote up totally an agenda and you start with that.
It's totally the
I thought we were going to talk about video games.
We'll get to that.
What happened?
But the Supreme Court, I think it's one of the first times, actually, the Supreme Court has the transcripts. Like, you can hear them argue it out. And it's funny because in your head, Supreme Court, you think it's going to be like a really austere.
No way.
There's a lot of like little jokes.
Just like, get married.
Yeah. Say what?
There's a lot of like little jokes and stuff. It's like it's way more casual than you'd expect it to be.
People forget that people in high positions are still just people. You're always surprised. Like, if you ever find yourself going to, like, Harvard or Dartmouth or something because you have friends there, probably not because you're there.
Not because you're there. Certainly. None of our listeners, certainly.
You'll be surprised, like, oh, they're just as dumb college people.
What kind of crappy podcasts do, like, Harvard and those types of people
So this is
to?
Really sad, but I know that the decision was being made. Did it already? So what happened?
It's basically a lot of technical arguments. It's a lot of, like,
so it hasn't been decided yet.
Well, no, it won't even be decided until June.
It's a lot of, like, weird technical. I'm sure that there's some law student just sitting there just masturbating furiously, just listening to all the, because it's like all it's trying to establish whether or not, like, technically the Supreme Court is allowed to hear it. Is there jurisdiction? Is there all the, and it's just like all this, like, legal stuff. And that's it.
Can we get Logan in here?
Hey, Logan, come talk here. About the Logan, Supreme Court jurisdiction.
The only thing I know that I saw, I forget who did on our Twitter, but somebody said, what icon, because there's that like red equal sign, it's like, what icon do I put on if I want to support gay special effects artists who want to get married?
And it's an equal sign over a green, solid background.
Solid background.
So here comes Logan.
Hey, guys. I'm just saying hi. I'm going to grab a beer and then I'll come back.
Okay, so you're going to come back.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Okay. You drunkard.
All right.
I just like a beer. I like a beer after work, like any red-blooded American man.
Bring a few and we'll,
Obviously outside the courthouse, there's a lot of people, sitting around, there's protesting, there's back and forth. I wanted to see, how awesome would this be, right? The counter-protest. You walk in to the people who are against gay marriage holding up signs that are like, marriage is between a white man and a white woman, just to see how they react to it.
Wait, we haven't discussed, I mean, you're just assuming I'm pro, Freddie. Have we discussed what position we are right now?
No, we haven't, actually.
I'm still trying to figure it out. I feel like it's a really complicated issue, whether or not two people should be able to get married.
Dez, what are your thoughts? Matt's being, like, conservatively ambiguous. No, Matt, I'm sure is...
No, I tweeted out, I was on Facebook... And I was saying, like, what is the equivalent of photobombing on Facebook? I don't even know what it is, but I saw some high school guys that I haven't talked to. I haven't talked to them in literally probably, like, 7 years.
Okay.
And they had brought up gay marriage, and it was just the most, like, conservative, Catholic, like, ignorant bullshit I've ever heard. I wish I was an X-Men or a superhuman, but that's not the case because I'm just not. Just, like, if you're gay, you can't get married because that's the definition of marriage. I wanted to just, like... drop in and just be like, are you fucking kidding me? But then I realized what would that be if they haven't heard from me in 7 years and I just then, drop in on this conversation on Facebook.
Well, that's actually how
I just call them all.
That's all your
fucking
that's how
idiots.
Your high school career was, wasn't it? Just dropping in on people at parties.
Yeah.
That's your nickname.
I don't know what that means, but sure. But yeah, it's
messing with conversations. Matt, I was trying to find an alliteration there, but there wasn't one. Dez, where are you on this issue?
Let him hook it up. I mean,
I'm not
bothered by it. I'm more weirded out by the idea of a bunch of stuffy old white people trying to determine what other people can do with their lives. That's more weird and disgusting.
To me, this is why the counter-protest is so effective, because you basically take essentially the same viewpoint from like 40 years ago, because you can argue the exact same thing. It's like, well, I'm okay with any marriage as long as it's to the same race as you. You can choose to be attracted to not, right? It's like, this is the same arguments. But then I just want to see the guy guy with the sign there, you know, being like, marriage is white man, white woman, and that, and just everybody on that side, no, sorry, that's not
oh,
right.
Oh, wait, no, sir, excuse me, sir.
Listen, I love the arguments that just go to the extreme on everything. Like, sometimes when I talk to my dad, it's always like, well, the world's going to end, essentially, and it's like, what's next? They marry animals?
Yeah.
Like, it's always the next issue. It's like, what we're going to, we just all move to Spain? Like, it's always just this bizarre, like.
Well, and I always love the thing where it's like, no, because animals can't consent to things like human beings can.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what about, no. No, it's just stupid. Yeah. You just said something stupid.
Yeah. It's, yeah, anyways. Those were our incredibly insightful, unique opinions on gay marriage in an incredibly difficult time.
That's why the fans come here.
I heard somebody compare it basically to 14th Amendment. Uh-huh. Is it 14th Amendment or 18th? Oh, my gosh.
I don't know which one you're talking about, so I can't tell you if you're right or wrong.
Wow. This is just like us spouting our ignorance across the airwaves.
Well, this is pretty much how – I feel like this, though, is the general attitude of a lot of people online or our generation. Where it's just like –
who cares? Why do we
– Yeah, what the fuck? It's like, why –
Why do we care, guys?
It should just let them get married. Why is this – a thing? Who's getting upset about
this? That was a great Onion article on it, which was just all the Supreme Courts are like, what? Yes, just fucking yes already. Are we kidding?
Yeah,
they just did a dry courthouse transcript, and it was all just like, the justice like buried his head in his hands, like, I can't believe we're talking about this. Really? Like, seriously, guys?
Yeah.
Like, that was it. So, yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, hopefully it goes okay.
So speaking of world events, the other thing was...
World event.
Yeah, world events. Well, here's the thing, this is something I was thinking about. This is what I was thinking about when I was... by the way, the rest of Europe's looking over and is like, you guys are such idiots. This is what
I was
thinking about.
Gay marriage?
They have, like, gay prime ministers and stuff. Like, nobody cares.
Well, it doesn't because we don't have gay marriages. Well, we don't have gay people in political office.
Well, no,
there
was
Milk? We had that shit a long time ago.
I think you brought it back to a movie.
Yeah.
I never saw Milk.
I never saw it.
What do you guys do at a party when someone's like, oh, have you seen this? And you're like, I should say I've seen this. How do you guys like get around
Depends.
That?
If I feel like it's going to whatever answer is going to cause the shortest discussion.
Oh, yeah.
Is what I do. So if I know that if I say no, they're going to ask me to see it. Usually I've read enough about movies that can kind of bullshit my way saying I know any movie. So I'm like, yeah, I saw it.
Or, you know, sometimes I've wanted to get out of the conversation. So I do say no, I didn't see it.
Yeah, shut up.
You know, walk away. Shut your mouth.
Well, what I'll do.
Shut
your mouth.
Yeah.
Dez just sitting there just nursing his drink. Just angry at everybody.
I don't see the shit you watch. So anything you're about to ask me is a no.
Well, what I usually do is it was on an airplane though, and then it's like the kind of like, oh, you get credit for seeing it, but you can get away with not seeing it. It's like, oh, they must have had drink service at that part of the movie.
You saw it on an airplane.
Yeah, you just say you saw it on an airplane.
I would call it your BS on some movies. Like, yeah, I saw it on an airplane, but like, really? You saw that on an airplane? I don't think so.
Well, I mean, you're not asking me about, like, Piranha 3D or something.
Well,
they were playing Life of Pi on my flight home last night.
Did you see it in theaters?
No.
How was it?
I didn't watch it on the plane. Good. Are you kidding me? It was on a little, you know, 9-inch
that'd be a bad way to see it.
Tube TV.
Yeah.
2D is all hell.
I watched the last 30 minutes of the last Twilight movie on the plane.
Oh, yeah?
I wanted to see that fight scene.
Did you have the blanket over yourself to cover yourself from
beating off? No, there's a guy in front of me watching it just... Totally cool. Good for him. Like, he was like, I want to watch this movie. Why are you guys judging me? So I got to see when it got to, like, that fight scene.
And then you leaned
so I
over?
Switched it. No, I switched it on my own TV. Oh, okay. Can I join in? No.
I like you chiming in on his screening party.
Can you plug in? Can I show your headphone?
I got a splitter right here. I got from Radio Shack. Could I just lean up? Sir? Sorry, excuse me.
No, I turned it on. It was, you know, I give the... it's the guy who did Monsters Ball or whatever. I forget his name now. But I do appreciate that the book has no end action scene. And he was like, fuck it. They all kill each other, and then I just show that it was in somebody's head just so there's an excuse to do it. It was okay.
Wait, they really do? Like, what you just saw was in this
man's head. Yeah, she reads minds, and I guess in the book they just talk, and they're like, don't do this, everybody will die. And they say, okay.
And then she thinks about it.
And they don't fight, because that's how Stephanie Meyer writes.
That sounds boring.
Yeah, but in the movie, she touches his head. She's like, do you understand? He goes, fuck you, you're all going to die. And then they start fighting, and then I got to say... They do decapitate literally like 9 people within 5 minutes.
Well, by the way,
cool.
We should probably say spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry, spoiler
alert. Come on, Matt. Oh,
forget that. If you haven't seen it by now.
If you're upset about being spoiled by Twilight, I like you less than
well, they
people
got the
who
host.
Like Twilight.
They got the host coming up.
I don't know why I was semi-hoping that one a Stephanie Meyer movie could be too good, and
I
two,
saw you. I saw
Andrew Nicole could do a good movie again.
Hold on. I saw Matt like in a meeting, and he had pulled up the Rotten Tomatoes for the host, as if he was like hoping against hope. Yeah. Oh, maybe this one's gonna be the turnaround hit.
This is how I work. It's like an important marketing meeting involving like our show VGHS in the middle. I'm like, host. 17%, damn it. Like what was I expecting?
Was this actually a tragedy for you that the host
I wasn't that expecting it, but it's like the guy, there was a time period where the guy wrote The Truman Show and then wrote and directed Gattaca, two of my all-time favorite movies.
Two of some of the best movies of all time.
And then Lord of War, Simone was bad, but I thought it was just like a one-time fluke, like a problem. It was an interesting idea, but it was bad.
Yeah.
And then he did Lord of War, which is not a great movie, but it's a good movie.
Like, it's got one of my favorite opening credit sequences
awesome opening
of
sequences.
All time. Yeah.
He improved as a director. It's pretty stylish.
Completely forgettable relationship between Nick Cage and some woman.
Yeah, I mean, there's some bad stuff in, but it's not bad. And then In Time was dreadful.
Ooh.
Mm. And then he was doing The Host, and that was really bad. Supposedly, I haven't seen it yet. I'll probably still see it. I see everything.
Wait, you will go see The Host?
I won't go see it. I will see it when it comes out on Netflix or wherever the future's going in the next 6 months, where we'll watch our videos. But yeah, I'll watch it. I watched In Time. It can't be that much worse than In Time, even if it's definitely my road. In Time was pretty bad.
It really did disappoint me, because Gattaca is one of those movies where every biology class at some point watches that. Yeah. Where it's like the biology teacher's like, I'm not feeling like teaching today. Screw it. Kids, watch Gattaca. And then it's like halfway through, the teacher like pauses it. And it's like, you'll know that the movie is comprised of the base pairs of, okay, I'm just going to hit play again. He goes back, nurses a hangover in the back of the room. But everybody has the same experience with that movie. That and October Sky are like two movies that you watch in class, or like as a result of like school thing related to school things, and like these are really good movies. Gosh.
I think Benji was telling me the other day in their history class, their teacher showed them Gladiator.
We saw Gladiator and Braveheart stuff too.
No, you want this Gladiator?
I remember
Gladiator's every Latin class being like, oh crap, finally something that's not Spartacus.
We went to, I went to an all boys Catholic school, and for comparative, we had a religion class, and one of our teachers was Father Greg, who was the best Franciscan monk of all time. He'd mostly just talk about his drinking days, and he hated for Franciscan, which if you don't know anything about Franciscans or St. Francis,
the drunkard,
saint of animals, and loves nature. And this guy was all about, like, he wishes he could pave over every single thing in nature. He doesn't get, like, he's like, it's not wonderful that God made it. God can do everything. It's more impressive what man can make. Anyways, it was a pretty cool guy, but for our final, he was just like, hey, we're going to watch a movie. And we were all like, oh, great, we're going to watch Ten Commandments again. And he put on, like, Son of Kong or something, because he loved King Kong. Yes. And for the last 3 days of class, all he did was show us these, like, B-horror movies that he loved.
No way.
So I was like, it's awesome. Yeah. So not everybody watches the same October Sky and all that jazz. But what do you think? Do you think it'll be day enough that 30 years from now, a bunch of clones are going to be watching Gattaca and be like, how stupid. Like, how mistaken. look at this quaint little thing about...
Well, I
clones.
Think the two things that are happening is, number one, the genome is able to be sequenced at a faster rate, at a cheaper rate, like than ever before. Like my friend who's actually working in all this stuff over at MIT is like, it's actually going faster than Moore's law is, mm-hmm. in terms of the development of like genome sequencing like that. And he actually is going to get his genome sequenced through some study I think it's like the Beijing Institute.
So
of
he's
going to
know like when he's going to die.
Well, I was like, do you get that like on a CD or like a DVD or something? Because it's only about 3 gigs. Yeah. Your whole genome can compress onto a burnable DVD minus R.
Just think about that for a moment, everybody.
You are a DVD.
Sink in.
No, there's nothing to sink
in. Wow, that just blew my mind.
Wow.
Less
than a Blu-ray disc.
Because the problem is there's so much of it that's nurture versus nature.
Yeah.
And I was hearing that now it's like, for example, they're thinking that like the reason why kids go myopic is you spend so much time inside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even a matter of like reading close or watching TV. It's just when you're outside, your eye goes to infinite focus, or like your eye looks way farther than inside where there's walls closer, So just by training your eye to have that range of focus is helpful in the development of the eye to not be screwed up and nerdy.
So did they find that so-called gay gene?
The gay gene.
Well, here's the question, right? Let's say...
This is to bring it back to the discussion here.
Well, here's the thing, right? So technically, as far as genetics go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anytime there's... a trait that makes it so that you don't reproduce, it is genetic suicide. So the question is like, what is this trait? There has to be something expressed. It's a complex trait, clearly genetically, that's expressed there. But what is it? How do you, how much of it's nurture, nature, how much of it? Because it's just such a weird thing genetically to exist. It's just you have very rare examples of that throughout. I'm completely underqualified to go beyond.
I was going to jump in. I was like, I don't know.
That's how far we can get in the conversation with that.
Logan's joining us for a little bit.
Logan joins us for a little
bit. We'll keep this short. We're going to keep this podcast short because we're cutting in on the Futurist podcast.
Ben's here, too.
Ben's here, too. Why don't we? Can this be our first crossover, like the Christmas Doctor Who special where Sherlock comes
through? You guys can both sit down.
We just need another mic.
Come through. And not asking, but Logan wanted to be polite.
We just need I was suggesting a crossover, which sounds way less abrasive than
invasion. How's the crossover work, Logan?
It's working right now. It just happened.
Logan, have a seat.
And like most crossovers, it's a huge success. That's fine.
Logan, by the way, for those of you guys,
I literally stand all day long.
For those of you guys keeping track, Logan has come into this podcast, explained his need to get a beer, and then has left twice now. This will be the second time.
I came with beer.
Here, have a seat. Have a seat. Ben.
This is one of our. This is a new guest now.
This is a new guest, something that nobody's heard. But
5 Second Films man.
Hi guys.
Hey Ben.
I wanted to run a movie idea by you.
Whoa.
Bring it. I'm going to be intermittent just because I don't have my own microphone.
Do you
want to
come over here and
breathe on Dez's neck?
Welcome to episode 2 of the new
smell like sweet Modelo.
Newly improved, more professional Face Tracker podcast coming your way every week.
Zip out! Tell me about your idea.
Okay,
dude.
So I was thinking, you see things like North Korea. Like, you know, you hear like World War II.
You hear North Korea all the time.
North Korea.
Let's talk about things like North Korea, South Korea.
But you hear in World War II, the Holocaust. It's like,
and then North Korea.
Where
is this going?
But that we all, as like a human race, we're all like, you know what? The Holocaust is bad. That never again. We'll never let that happen again. But then North Korea exists, and nobody really cares about. Let's be honest, and nobody really cares.
Well, I think they would care.
I think we need to hit in reverse here for a second, and maybe like there. I mean, it's not like there's no genocides between North Korea and the Holocaust.
No. I'm saying
like all of Africa.
Well, yeah. Armenia. So Libya.
More people have died in the Congo War in the last 9 years than
Thank you, man.
War
II.
Right.
Exactly. But I see what you're saying.
But my point is, there's not like people being like, you know what?
You just want to make an Asian Schindler's list.
It's not an Asian Schindler's list.
It's a Korean Schindler's list.
Excuse me, Logan. Excuse me.
It's a massive difference, you bigot.
Schindler.
Just so everybody knows, it was Freddie making that sound, not us.
Okay, so, but there is, like, there's Libya, there's the Congo, there's all these things where it's, like, examples where the human race could have stepped in. You know what? We're not going
to
stand
for. Can you just get to the log line of this heartwarming movie?
All right, so it's a group.
Toy Story 4. You gotta have support for when you pitch, man. Come on.
So it's a group of World War II vets. Old World War II vets.
Led by Clint Eastwood.
Just angry that
when you say old World War II vets, do you
elderly.
Mean? Like, okay, so elderly. Not like time traveled or something.
No. Just pity if anybody ever has to pitch to you, Matt.
This is just horrible. Okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Freddie. I need to know
if this was time traveling or elderly people.
Okay, wait a second. Jason Statham's in this movie, right? Otherwise, you can just stop.
He's the son of Tommy Lee Jones's character, who was best friends with Clint Eastwood's character before they had a falling out, which we mysteriously don't learn about until somewhere in the second act. So that happened in World War II, but then they're brought back.
Exactly. So, but the gist of it, right?
Okay.
They're so angry that mankind has reneged on their whole like never again thing, mm-hmm. that they team up to form an octogenarian expendable style crew to go into places like North Korea and Syria and assassinate political leaders so that they can make good on that.
It's called the Expendables.
but with old people.
If there's any way you want to make a pretty profitable movie more profitable, you make it with elderly.
Yeah. You guys saw Gran Torino.
You like the Expendables, right?
Imagine
it. Okay.
It's like Gran Torino meets the Expendables.
And like only with old people, so the same cast.
Remember the Success?
Exact same cast.
Oh, we just won't put makeup on them and keep them with
VHGH.
Remember
how big of a deal Space Cowboys was? Imagine that with the political
ideas
of going to
Space Cowboys is fucking great.
It is a good movie.
Maybe something we should talk about regarding Korea. To me, the most intriguing thing is
I'm so excited to hear where this is going.
Dennis Rodman and his visit.
Whoa.
That's where I thought you were going, because 20 years from now, we're going to get our Dennis Rodman, like,
based on a true story.
One basketball star.
And over the hill, he literally with bad boy
for those of, for those of you
that.
Who don't, who are not aware of what
yeah, I don't
did,
know what
so
happened.
What Dennis Rodman did, and for those of you who are too young to know who Dennis Rodman was,
it wasn't like he proactively was like, I need to speak to the Korean people.
He just for whatever reason, Dennis Rodman, a former Chicago Bulls basketball player, played for some other teams too, but he was most known for his time with Michael Jordan
and being tattooed and great at rebounds.
Yeah, and he banged Madonna for a while. He was huge in the 90s for those of you that were born in the 90s. Anyway, he, with no prompting whatsoever, just went to North Korea and was like,
so he's still
feted
there?
By the, you know, he was feted by the government. You know, he got to see like a cultural show.
They did,
met
the, they did the whole dong and pony show for him.
Pardon me.
And his response was, internet, he went out, he was like, guys, North Korea's A-OK.
No, he was like,
Kim Jong-un's pretty decent fella.
That's exactly what he said. Kim Jong-un is a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
And did you mention who funded this and who put it on?
Who funded it?
Vice Media.
Wait, Vice Media paid for Dennis Rodman.
Vice Media organized the whole thing.
So do you think that there was someone invited? They were sitting around and they're like, yeah, Vice has been doing some cool documentaries, cool clubs. Someone cool was sitting there like, so guys, we got to do something. Does anyone have some good ideas coming up the fall? We need to do a documentary.
Hold on.
Dennis Rodman cold called me the other night and told me he wanted to go to North Korea, so I don't know what to do with that.
Do it.
Well, you're going
to
go with
Vice Media is interesting, not to plug other media channels.
They're the ones.
Get off rocketjump.com right now and go to Vice Media.
Edit that out, Alex. Edit that out.
But
don't ever go anywhere but
in addition to North Korea thing, they just did a whole special on 3D printed guns, which is a whole interesting subject.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
And at South by Southwest, which were you guys at South by Southwest?
They're just handing out 3D printed guns.
From what I vaguely they handed out 3D printed guns and beer. From what I vaguely remember, all my clothes were dusty.
They had the quad rotor media drone that was just zipping around South by Southwest, taking photos and auto uploading
to Twitter. I thought I was on shit tons of drugs and just imagining that.
Did you actually see it?
Maybe, I'm not kidding.
Was it giant pink and breathes fire?
No, there was just me spinning my head around. I feel like I'm being watched. Feel like I'm being, I've been up for days, so you know.
Just tweaking out.
Just tweaking out in the streets of Austin.
So Logan, if you went to North Korea, would you be so friendly to Kim Jong-un?
Well, are you fucking kidding me? Of course I would be.
In North Korea?
Of course.
Yeah, you're going to be fucking friendly
to Kim
Jong-un.
You're literally in a den of lions.
No. I'm saying when you get back out.
Thanks for this barbecue pork, but can I talk to you a second about your politics?
No, I'm saying when you get back out.
Oh, like, you know.
No, not when you're in it, you idiot.
Are you suggesting that Logan and, like, Kim Jong-un would be flown to some sort of neutral location? Because it's not like Kim Jong-un could, like, come to the United States.
No, but when he comes back to the U.S., he'd be like, hey, everything I said on Twitter while I was in North Korea, that was bullshit. Here's the real scoop.
Or it's like you start a secret Twitter account that's like, Logan definitely not in Korea. Just shit-talking the whole time.
Kim not Jong-un's the real Logan.
So we noticed on there's a Twitter account that's following your Twitter account.
Were you about to do an Asian accent for the first word?
I think I caught it.
First two words.
And the casual racism must stop.
You got flipped the two. It's awesome.
It was a good catch that you got away from it instantly. And I heard it.
That's my 5-second film training right there, realizing that I'm not alone. And I need to stop.
I guess it begs the question of, we all have friends where we're like, this guy's pretty cool, but everybody else who knows the person's like, this guy's a fucking asshole, Logan.
Yeah.
Like, There's one in particular that I'm like looking at Freddie, like trying to like beam my thought.
I think I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a friend of ours who we're like, dude, this guy's really nice, but he was an authority figure to other friends of ours, and they all had serious complaints about him. And
it's just
what happens when you're an authority.
And I assume it's the exact same with a dictator, where you're like, dude, this guy's pretty chill, and like he's killing millions of his people.
That's what happens inside.
It's the same thing that happened like Roman Polanski, right? It was like. This man raped an underage child by drugging her.
An underage child, not one of those old children.
Yeah.
those wrinkly, hair-like children.
Disgusting 15-year-olds with their pubic hair.
But then there's that weird thing that happened right afterwards where it's like a bunch of celebrities came out being like, we defend Roman Polanski. It's like,
my favorite defense, though, was from the people that were famous at the time that were like, well, it was the 70s. So, like, pumping a 13-year-old full of Quaaludes and fucking her in a hot tub.
I'm just saying that happened
standard practice.
It was the 70s, which, by the way, having sex with 13-year-olds aside, sounds like the 70s was pretty fucking weird, right? Everyone's like, it was the 70s, man. It's like, you know, I was just talking about dog fights and, like, snorting powdered Oxycontin, like, into my eye with a straw. And you're like, 70s.
Classic eye snort.
You've heard about eye shots, right?
Oh, yeah.
You guys have heard of eye shots.
Yeah.
It's like the new, is that like
the new hip? Yes, it is. Yeah.
It's like butt chugging with your face.
Yes, it
is. Butt chugging.
Oh, man. Anything you said.
Are we just ingesting different orifices?
That's like a Lindelof
Before we get into it, eye chugging is like when you take a shot, or eye shots, is when you hold it up to your eye socket and you tilt your head back.
And then alcohol
goes.
What I hate about drinking is the actual drinking part.
Well, the alcohol
goes. Just be really uncomfortable.
The alcohol goes through the mucosal membranes of your eye that gets into your bloodstream.
God.
And it burns. And then butt chugging is
essentially
doing it with Uranus.
It's a beer enema.
It's a beer enema.
But you got to be careful. The dangerous thing about butt chugging.
You only live once. YOLO. YOLO 420.
Pound YOLO, pound sway. Actually, for the last couple days at work, I've been trying to end every conversation. Like the last word that I have in a conversation is like, yeah, so anyway, we really need to get these edits done by Thursday so that they can be reviewed by legal. Okay, so pound YOLO, pound swag. And then walk out of the room. And I'm just, so far, it's only been like people that work directly for me that have been exposed to this, but I'm really looking forward to staff meetings next week with like my superiors, and I'm like, and that's the report on traffic. Pound YOLO, pound swag. If you need to talk to me, I'll be in my office.
What's pound YOLO, pound swag?
Well,
YOLO,
whoa,
once.
Come on,
whoa.
Logan.
Pound
whoa,
swag.
Whoa, whoa, back up.
Do you not know about YOLO?
I know YOLO. I never heard of this pound swag business.
Are you familiar with Twitter and hashtags?
Yeah. Hashtag. It's a pound sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm representing my hip youthfulness by saying pound in speaking
instead
life.
Of hashtag. It's long and old.
You see, I tried hashtag YOLO, hashtag swag, but like try that. Just say it right now. Go ahead.
Hashtag
I'd rather use this as a segue.
It's a goddamn mouthful.
I'd like to use this to segue to maybe a different subject that we haven't covered on the Face Rocker podcast.
Lame. You can't say I want to segue into something.
That's not how we do it.
That's not a segue.
Just watch me. How do you guys feel about speaking out loud in Leet Speak or other text-based terms? Like hashtag LOL, man. Ruffle.
Unless you're doing it specifically to like highlight the stupidity of something, like if you're like LOL WTF BBQ and then you walk away or something like that, I just kind of want to slap you.
I mean, is that a common thing nowadays?
In my pro gaming days, I met people who would speak that way unironically, like straight up would say things like, dude, that made me ROFL.
No.
So how did that make you feel?
It made me feel incredibly uncomfortable. It made me feel like these people were completely socially maladjusted.
Do you think that is like our generation's version of Elvis Presley's hips? Like we're like, we shudder and go, ugh.
No.
But in 20 years, we're like, I can't believe you guys didn't talk like this, LOL.
Because here's the thing.
Like, look
at like the film reels of Elvis performing and then watch the just, like you can literally almost hear it through the like ancient film clips, the splooshing of all the women in the like auditorium watching Elvis be like, hip,
so you think
hip,
so
hip.
What you're saying is for something to become acceptable, it has to make women aroused.
I would say one of the benchmarks of whether something is acceptable in human society is if it can arouse somebody.
So
the more it can subtly
arouse
someone, the more everyone's like, mm-hmm,
because this week we heard about the guy who proposed to the My Little Pony character, Twilight Sparkles, I believe.
Wait,
did she say yes?
To it or with it?
No. announced his intentions to marry the My Little Pony character.
But isn't this like somebody claiming land on the moon where it's like, congratulations,
it
dude, you shouted it to the heavens.
But he was doing
Shut up,
like,
I want to hear friends so badly.
He was doing things like messaging like erotic fan fiction authors featuring Twilight Sparkles and being like, hey, I'm getting married to her, so could you please not publish the erotic fan fiction that you have. Like, he was taking ownership of the to back up, I've never understood the My Little Pony.
It's funny.
Fandom.
Like, it's funny for a moment, like when I just laugh at it, but then it just makes me
Well, there's
so,
a level
if
of
I think
obsession.
About it too hard, I get so sad.
Well, it's just strange. It's like, really I understand sad. Levels of obsession with shows, but it's like, it's not even like Adventure Time, which is like a show that's clearly has adult.
No,
like,
no, no.
Things.
I mean,
it is a show geared towards 10-year-old
girls.
No,
that's not true. Like, as far as fandom is concerned, there's no difference. Like, I know people, like, even at Disney, people liked My Little Pony. Like, there's a difference between
liking
what you're talking about specifically
associating
is
with like a brony subculture and going
a
to the convention.
Sexual fetishism about it.
Not
that's
even that.
Weird.
But there's sexual I'm saying that, yes, the sexual fetishism is absolutely weird. But then there's even before that, there's the conventions.
Why are we
and
judging?
The,
We're discussing.
You are the most judgmental person.
We're trying to feel superior, Logan.
And we're discussing. I don't think we're judging yet.
But there is the whole like brony like culture of conventions and fan fiction and art, and I'm gonna make my avatar this on the forums. I'm gonna wear a shirt with this. I'm gonna have a wristband and I'm gonna have a wallet. Like, it's that level of association with it, which is just really interesting to me, because it's a show designed for 10-year-old girls. Like, and then the big one is, I guess now they're opening a real can of worms, because I got really into like reading about all this because I heard about this story. They're making a teen high school spinoff with the My Little Pony like pony characters as human characters, like human girls in high school.
I'm so there.
That does seem actually totally up your alley, man.
Like, I knew Logan was going to be like, that's true. You would watch that.
You love shit with high school girls.
In the distance of thousands of splooshes.
Yeah. That's the sweaty nerd.
There we go.
Pound sploosh. Yeah, high school girls. Pound YOLO. You know what I mean, guys?
Pound YOLO. Pound swag. Pound sploosh.
At a bar. It's like pound high school girls.
Anyway, I work on the internet. That's pretty cute top. Pound sploosh. Do you want to go back to my place? Pound boner. And they get the double entendre.
So really, you're just talking about being
a back channel
at this point. That's what you're describing, a back channel, where you're just, you know, like, forget it.
You gotta be careful. What you're saying is that the pound is like the subtext made real.
It's your way for not having to be
like, Logan,
implying anything.
I really disagree with you. Pound fuck off.
Exactly.
At the PAX, I saw there was.
At the PAX?
How was PAX?
There was two of your fans both had brony shirts on.
I'm just saying, I don't understand it. I've tried to like watch the show.
Do you understand other IP obsessions, like people who get really into Star Wars? And it's just the fact that this is like girly horses that makes it weird?
Well, here's what's weird. It's like I understand the other obsessions. It's just strange to me that this particular show, which is very clearly aimed at 10-year-old girls, attracts a certain population of older males, but also on the same time, there's this weird like tinge of like men's rights guys in there too.
It is. Oh yeah, no, totally. Like, I think that's what's
weird to me, because
girls have Merida, they have Merida, and men have My Little Pony.
No, but there is something different.
Merida is the brave character.
There's something different with bronies, and
I genuinely needed that. I haven't seen Brave, so I was like, don't let on that you have no idea what he's talking about. Smile and nod. You're trying to be cool.
Just say that you watched it on a plane. Anyway, so Matt, what were you saying, Matt?
No, I just think that the way communities are formed on the internet now, you'll get more and more stuff like bronies.
And the
social awkwardness and like the outlet for people who don't know how to express themselves.
Yeah, because what it used to be is...
And it's not about being judgmental, but there is something.
There's totally like a gender thing there. It's the colorless easy-bake oven, like the steel color.
I think it's deeper than that. It's not socially, the colorless easy-bake oven. It's a pink oven that a man can be like, fuck you, I like a pink oven.
And
like,
and masturbate into.
Exactly. That's the thing. It's not about being like, I like pink ovens. It's like, I like pink ovens, and please, are there 1,000 other men who like pink ovens too? Yes. Yeah. Let's unite, and now fuck you for not letting us like pink ovens.
It's
a difference between being like cool, like again, Logan's making fun of me for like liking high school stuff. But I have no problem being like, hey, I like Buffy, but I don't go out and seek like communities to people to make myself feel good about liking.
Were you not part of an anime club in college though? Because you did seek out those people for a while.
You would go there to watch anime. But
you go there for the girls, okay?
You go there to watch anime, but you watch it by yourself in a booth.
Exactly. There's a difference between but to be serious, there's a difference between like clubs that you find.
There's a slot for quarters.
Clean up after yourself, Matt.
Jeez, Matt.
Everybody, BYOK. BYOK. Bring your own Kleenex.
I'm just messing with you, bro.
No, Matt, you're absolutely correct. Because in the past, strange sort of obsessions or whatever that was just actively discouraged by mainstream culture. So you'd go out and you would say something like, oh, I like My Little Pony. And then everyone in your workplace would be like, psh.
I mean,
get out of here.
No, but what we're literally elucidating, though, is that, and I'm going to date myself right here, but, like, if you guys remember, like, the old Something Awful forums and, like, the goons and everything way back in the day, that's, like, one of their underlying principles that they talked about. Like, I recall this from being, like, 16, them talking about the internet is the greatest thing ever, and it's the worst thing ever, because the greatest thing ever in that it allows people with very rare, disparate interests to connect and, like, really talk to one another and be another. But the downside of that is it makes these people think that
it's okay
this
to have
rare,
sex with that rare.
It's okay to have sex with
poser models. Anybody mess with some poser models back in the day?
What is undeniably like an extremely extremely small minority. Hey, it's great that you love this stuff.
They find themselves, they can, they're able to at least have a community and reinforce.
If you had like a magical button that was like, this is exactly objectively how many true bronies there are in the world, you could press that button. That number, I think, would be much, much smaller than the perceived number that people who are aware of bronies think
are. Yes, like Logan's making a joke about an anime club or something like that, but what we're getting at is that there's a difference between clubs and communities. Communities and clubs are designed to be, they're healthy, they're designed to cause social interaction, like people need help socializing, various things like that. The difference between clubs and, say, cults, and what you're getting in online, you're allowing... You're fostering socially either unacceptable or harmful, or also just like cognitively harmful ideas that people can now distance themselves and be and feel defensive in a way that doesn't actually depend on you talking to somebody in real life. Be like, oh, I like to fuck horses because this. If you're in a club, you'd be like, oh, anime club, you want to come over, you have your friends, it's very warming. Bronies are not like, bronies are like, fuck you, it's totally cool, I'm gonna be proud of the fact that I'm in a really weird scenario.
30 years ago, if you wanted to fuck a horse, as an extreme example,
you have to go to Washington State.
You have to go to Washington State. Ideally, Enum Claw. There was a horse fucking ring that got busted in Enum Claw 4 years ago.
In Washington, didn't a guy get killed? And there's a
video in the horse fucking ring in Enum Claw.
You're from Seattle originally, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, me too.
Yeah, you went to Lakeside, right?
Yeah, where'd you go?
Yeah, I went to Shorecrest.
Yo, do you guys know Cameron Parkins?
Pound sploosh, do I know Kevin Perkins? No, I have no idea who you're talking about. No, what I was going to say is 30 years ago, as an example, if you went and fucked horses, you know, the only way that would happen is that you waited until you were in a stable, and then you looked around and made sure there was no one around, and you fucked a horse.
No, there's tons of...
You also probably knew deep down it wasn't good because you had to secretly find a club that nobody could know about. Now you go online and be like, you're the weird one if you don't fuck horses. Check out my avatar, I own a website now.
Non-horse fucking...
Pounds, and it making money, bitch. Now it's like this really bizarre, and it's getting more problematic over the years.
It becomes confrontational, where it's like that you could literally invent a term, you know, like for instance in gender studies, and I'm not equating these two at all, but just as an example of the way people use language. People use language in gender studies, the term for people that are not transsexual or transgendered is cis. So if you're cisgendered, you identify as a traditional gender, either female or male.
As opposed to normal or something that
Their whole argument is that if you say, oh, this person is trans and this person is blank, the underlying, you know, assumption is that, like, oh, blank is normal.
Yeah.
And that trans is weird and, like, not normal. And by creating a separating label for both, it puts them on similar footing. Trans is as acceptable as cis. Cis is the term. But, like, you know, now you end up with something like, well, it's like... Well, I'm pedo-oriented, and all these people are agent-oriented, and they're totally legitimately same.
I'm pedo-equestrian-oriented.
I'm pedo-equestrian.
Only pony.
Juvenile horses.
Wait, no, sorry. A pony is not a young horse, by the way. Did not learn that until about...
Until ponies.
I learned that a month ago.
Completely different animal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like a mule?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, so the young horse is called a colt.
No, that's
what's a
gelding?
No, because that's after it's been choppy chopped.
We're just calling
yellow pounds.
There's somebody in Wyoming who listens to this who's like a horse
son
expert.
Of a bitch. Pound, son of a bitch.
So I guess the thing with My Little Pony is, I guess, do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want.
Except it gets weird.
Do whatever you want.
But I'm saying it gets weird when the sort of men's rights side of it gets into it.
That's not the weird thing. Look, I feel like the actual, like, where it's good that we went from, like, weird, like, strict moral, like crazy brimstone fire Catholicism and stuff like that to, like, okay, it's cool to do what you want. But I do feel there's a way for the pendulum to go the other side where you're just like, hey, do what you want. Think about fucking horses. It's totally normal. Don't judge.
Like, horses don't care.
I'm going to find a penguin, and I'm going to eat it while fucking it. And that's totally normal because
Not even... You know what? I'd almost rather them be fucking horses than constantly fantasizing in a weird... Because that's just as
do you have some sort of lurking fear that every time you were walking to a 7-Eleven, the guy who's like making your Slurpee is just looking at you, just thinking, "I'm a fucking horse, if I ever get a chance."
That goes back to the argument. It's like, is pornography helpful or harmful to society in terms of, like, is it a release or is it actually end up being? You know, there's that interesting back and forth.
So
what,
what's your take, Freddie?
Am I right, guys?
I think that it's at least realistically to give the
Matt,
to give like
your
the
hand
super,
off my knee.
Realistically, it's probably a little bit of both. There's probably
did you hear about that tribe that didn't hear about masturbation or homosexuality?
No,
there was this tribe and they did not understand that concept of masturbation or homosexuality or monogamy for that matter. And so they would just bang each other night and day. Like, they just didn't, like, because they couldn't put their hands on their
Logan
penis,
has
they just
like,
didn't get
Logan
that.
Logan has a look.
They're just like,
he wants to be there.
He wanted to be the guy that discovered this tribe. And was like, wait, you don't, wait, hold on.
Did you hear about this new tribe I'm in?
This right here means none of you.
Club, I mean tribe. It's
this new club I signed up for. I mean tribe I read about on the internet. I wasn't there. That wasn't my ego, by the way.
Hollywood.
It wasn't me.
So what happened? Are they still?
It was just
what happened? It happened
it was amazing how like the basic takeaway was they were more virile than any humans on Earth.
So you're saying
wait, what do you mean virile? Like amount of bounce bloosh or
they were just like they were sex
amount
machines.
Of, so
they
amount
were
of pounds.
They were like it's not baboons.
Quartz per hour.
Bonobos. They're bonobos.
Crazy sex.
Wait. So did they find that it just became like a thing they did, like eating, or were they like, yeah, I fucking love sex. All we think about sex. Or was it just like, hey, so do you after this interview, I just gotta go quickly fuck for like.
I don't know. This is like think Reddit headline level of.
So you didn't so much read. you skimmed the article mostly for the pictures. So
yeah. Logan Simon's like new tribe fucking each other constantly. I was like, click, perfect. Click fast enough, Jake.
Where's the video? The abstract only uses the phrase boner twice, so I'm not reading the whole thing.
It's like, I got academic journals to read about this anthropological study. Oh my gosh, they got pictures.
Because there's nothing hotter than Aborigines in a National Geographic.
Did they teach them? Did they explain what masturbation was?
Why are you asking me these questions when I told you I read a headline?
To put you on the spot.
What would you do in that situation? Would you tell them what masturbation is, or you just be like, "Know what? These guys have it."
I think they got it figured out. Just let them
in peace.
Leave them in peace.
The anthropologist took one look and was like, you know.
Do you feel like then that's how society was, and then one asshole, one guy who couldn't have sex with women, then discovered masturbation
like,
and changed all of society?
Hey guys,
that would change.
Whoa! That would change the Bible story quite a bit, the narrative.
And lo, Sam did wander and start touching his own junk.
Has someone made the YOLO Bible?
Oh god, I hope so.
Right, where it's like backwards publishers, like, we gotta reach that youth audience. What are they? Get on that Twitterverse. What is it? It's like, if God had Twitter. It's like, how you go so
Bible
far
split
with
into 140 character verses with pound YOLO at the end of it?
Feel guilty, mushroom trip at the end.
Wait, what? What's going on?
That's the Bible. That's the 140 characters. Feel guilty, mushroom trip. Read the Revelation of St. John, people!
There's like some very
that
deep...
man wasn't on drugs, I've never done drugs!
There's some very deep theological questions being posed here today on the
podcast. This room is hot as fuck.
Oh my god, I'm suffocating.
These
guys got to do their podcast.
It is getting too hot, and you guys, we're going to make way for you for your futurist podcast.
So Matt sticks around then, huh?
Yeah, I'm sticking around.
But thanks, Ben. Nice to meet you. Or I'm sure everybody out there, nice to meet you on the... In the audio form.
Yeah.
Yes, we've met you before.
Hey, everybody.
Logan, stepping in.
You guys want to plug your podcast?
Yeah. It's probably
your podcast
like,
on our...
Yes, go ahead. Plug it.
Go,
really?
Plug it.
Yeah, plug
go.
It.
Go. Okay. YouTube, what do you do?
Well, we have jobs.
Imagine two guys that read the internet talking about the future for a while or something.
No, so I was actually talking at work today, and I think we're going to get some real guests. So to cool guys.
Wait.
You're not going to be real guests.
Matt Arnold.
Matt's not a real guest.
So I'm up next.
YOLO.
Whatever.
Yeah. I was going to go with Pound Sploosh, but whatever.
So our podcast is called To the Fucking Future, right?
To the Fucking Future. We have a clink sound effect.
Yeah, there's a clink sound effect in there somewhere.
It's happening at some point.
Alec is going to write us some these guys don't know what they're talking about music. Remember 2 weeks ago?
who's Alec?
Alec Owen, do you know him?
No, you guys need to work on your plug.
He's like a guy with a podcast.
Matt Arnold. Logan, you are pitching to Matt Donald, the hardest man to pitch to in the world.
Hey, guys, can we give you a plug? Hey, we're
who's that guy doing our intro anyways?
Take my ADD medication today. You got to get off my back.
What are you guys talking about?
We're going to talk about the future. With Matt, the subject will be Kickstarters because he knows something about that, maybe.
Maybe.
We'll massage the subject in between this one and that one.
Matt was literally just on a Kickstarter panel with the people from Kickstarter.
We're going to talk about the future of Kickstarter, not about how to run Kickstarter.
Oh, I have some thoughts.
So, first question, Matt.
This is your podcast.
You're not going to answer until the next one. It'll be the very first thing they hear.
It's like a crossover teaser, so they have to listen.
They have to listen to it. All right. Yes.
God damn.
Obnoxious.
It's
all right, go.
Matt, only one person can live: your girlfriend or your mom.
Tune in for two.
Wait, I got a better one. It's even more fun. Matt,
your girlfriend and your mom have switched bodies, and the only way to switch them back is to have sex with one of them.
That's an amazing question.
Tune in.
That and more, ladies and gentlemen.
But
let's
that's
be
to the fucking future. But we're gonna get some real guests. We're gonna have a virtual reality display expert. But I think we're actually gonna
get real guests.
Yeah, no. But I'm thinking we're gonna interview him about cooking because he loves to cook.
That's even better.
And
I can't even breathe.
I want to announce some of the other guests we have coming up in podcasts that will probably never be released until years from now.
They take listen to the request.
In a post-podcast future. But we also have an expert ARG designer coming in as well. Ooh. And one of the writers of Gears of War, who used to be Freddie and I's boss.
Oh, you're going to get Robin?
Shit snacks.
Yeah. I don't know.
Robin, the Swedish pop star? She also wrote Gears of War?
Wait, please let me be in there for that one.
Sure. No, Fred, you cannot be there. what do you think the subject should be? Hey, guys, contest. What should be the subject for the Gears of War 3 writer?
You should ask him about...
The winner gets a stamp custom carved by Ben Geely.
I will carve that stamp out of your choice of various hardwoods.
Of a spaceship of your description.
Yes, and you will describe it to me verbally. No visuals are allowed, and I will interpret it however my booze-addled brain does.
And you're
going to
tweet,
it.
And all submissions will go through Matt Arnold.
Yep.
Every single
Matt
one.
Arnold.
Yep. Matt will send it to me.
Matt L. Arnold
at Twitter.
So just
tweet. Tweet
your spaceship description.
Tweet your spaceship description
to Matt Arnold
at twitter.google.
And the best one, as judged by Dez, who will get the direct message by Matt. Yep.
And then I will make that stamp. I will carve it into wood of your choice.
And he'll send it to the P.O. box of your choosing.
Yes. But
he will not
PO
send it to your home.
Not to your home.
Never to your home. Only to a post office officer
box. And for an added fee, I will do a duotone woodcut. On paper that I will make myself in my sink.
That and
this
more,
is just
ladies and gentlemen,
heat-induced steaming
pile of chaos.
I am literally, this is like better than the sun.
Stay tuned for the Back to the Future podcast because this is just going to be one MP3 file.
All right. Yellow pounce.
All right, let's. All right, we're getting out of here.
Holy shit.
It's all right.
It's so hot.
It's hot.